Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Everyone, welcome to America Trends. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm your host, Amy Fuller. Welcome to our listeners on BizTalk Radio and our viewers on the U2 America TV network. Ahead tonight, we have Dr. Michael Mantell. He is the author of The Link is What You Think. And also, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, P.S. It's All Small Stuff. We'll chat with him in a little while. And Michael Hart of the Heart of America show with the political topics of the day, including Gillette, the big controversy, and a few other interesting topics. Racial profiling a little bit on a radio show this week. Did you hear about this? We'll explain it and have some sound for you so you can see what we're talking about. Also, that caravan is just hours away from the U.S. southern border right now, a new migrant caravan. Some 2,000 people at last report departed Monday night from Honduras, then crossed into Guatemala. Reporters with the caravan say it's mostly young men and that the caravan is getting bigger faster. Local residents in Mexico are not thrilled, and law enforcement has fortified the border between Guatemala and Mexico. Tijuana, for its part, just shut down a shelter there. By the way, one of the organizers for this new migrant caravan has already been arrested in Honduras on a charge of rape. Homeland Security is closely monitoring the new caravan, according to the department. And the backlash against Gillette, as I mentioned, is growing. It's about that ad that is targeting toxic masculinity. Take a look at some of the ad right now.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
But she says it's
toxic. And there will be no going back.
That is the ad that is trending, and it has so many posting that they are done with Gillette. But not quite everybody. USA Today, seen here for our TV viewers, says if you don't like it, then maybe you're the problem. But should an entire gender be targeted because of the actions of a few bullies? Why can't we just call it toxic bad behavior? Want to mention, we will chat more about this ahead with Michael Hart. But for our TV audience, just a couple more Twitter posts. Users declaring they will now become customers of Dollar Shave Club, and some memes that are going viral. One of Jim from The Office looking out as if he is from the Dollar Shave Club, saying, yeah, this is our chance. Makes ad about masculinity. Gillette did. Dollar Shave Club. Okay, everybody. So a lot of trending activity on Twitter about that. We are going to share some of an appearance of Betty White. She turns 97. So many decades and generations in TV, giving us just amazing entertainment. She was honored at the Emmy Awards back in September for her contribution, and it's very obvious that everybody loves Betty.
Thank you. I'm just going to quit while I'm ahead. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. This is very exciting. I thought the biggest, most exciting night I'd ever had, I'm talking to Lorne Michaels now, was the night that he gave me an honor. But boy, you topped yourself tonight, Lauren. Oh. Thank you.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't gonna cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Ah, it's almost as if the people who make products for men hate men. So what is Gillette really trying to sell? Is it razors or itself? As the company loses market share to Dollar Shave Club, Gillette makes an ad that shafts the company's key audience just to score a few virtue points with the social justice mob. They say they're sparking conversation, but that's what they call it when they tie you to a chair and shout accusations at you, then ask you for money. But how enlightened is Gillette, really? Look at these razors. The blue is for males, and the pink is for females. Talk about enforcing gender stereotypes. Now, the cowardly media, scared of the social media mob, backs the ad. Meanwhile, everybody else hates it. And Gillette will say it's because the ad spotlights bad male behavior, and we insecure rubes, we just can't handle it. No, it's because the ad sucks. Gillette didn't just condemn bad behavior, something most men do whenever they see it. It suggested the behavior represents the norm. It sold you out and judged you. Gillette said, you know, our consumers are beastly, and you should applaud us for being brave enough to say so. Sorry if we don't. We're too busy joining Dollar Shave Club.
And that is Greg Gutfeld on Fox News talking about Gillette's new ad that has people on both sides of the issue. They're still talking about it. They're changing brands, or they're saying, if you don't like the ad, you're the problem. We're joined now by Michael Hart of the Heart of America show. You can find him at heartofamerica.net, and you can find his show all over 5 days a week. Michael, welcome back to America Trends.
Thanks for having me, Amy. How are you?
Great. Oh, my goodness. You know, you and I both are all about the patterns today. Nice jacket.
Yeah, I kind of went to the extreme here. It was on sale.
I like it. On this day of all days, very patterny for our radio listeners. They're just going to have to get on Twitter to see this. Michael, so is this just Gillette? We're going to do some virtue signaling. If you feel bad, good for you. All you boys are now going to pay the price for what men have done in the past. And not all men, just the ones that are bullies. But why has it got to be about toxic masculinity? And what does that mean anyway?
You know, Amy, I'm really not certain what it's all about. I don't know why Gillette's got in the middle of it. Maybe they feel like they're, you know, be the best man you can be or whatever their slogan is. Must have played into that. Maybe it's part of the Me Too movement. We had a lot of fun with this a couple of days ago on my program because nobody really understands what it means. And as you go through the audio and the video portion of that commercial, there's one scene where there is a young man, two young men walking down the sidewalk, an attractive young lady walks down the sidewalk. One turns to look at her, and the other one pulls him back as though he's accosting her with his eyes. So all of a sudden, everything is toxic, everything is privileged, everything is just anti-male, and I think it's kind of a continuation of the feminization of the American male, but at the end of the day, I don't even know. I'm always suspicious of companies that try to become some kind of a cultural ambassador. I don't understand what their motivation is, but this one's darn funny to me.
It is so funny, and it's so funny that clip we showed pointed out, you know, the women's razors are pink, and by the way, they cost more.
Right. Well, of course. You know, women's clothing costs more. Mm. Everything costs more. I got this jacket for $39, so how about that?
That's cool. Should go get one in every color or every pattern. Hey, Michael, what have your listeners said about, has anyone brought up what about toxic femininity? Does that exist?
You know something? Every day of my life, Amy, I get on my knees and pray that it would, because there wouldn't be a man in America that's going to be the least bit resistant to having overwhelmingly feminine women coming to us left and right every day of the week. So, no, I don't know that it exists in the male spectrum. It might exist in some of the same sex virtues, if you will. But no, toxic femininity? Oh, man, bring it on. I'm for it all day.
Well, for months now, I've been trying to figure out what exactly is this bullying? Is it about abuse of men? Or is it someone at a liberal college made up while they were sitting in their ivory tower to try to make men feel bad for being men? But you know what? Men, here's a message from me to you. Don't feel bad for being a man. Don't feel bad for being a boy. Be a cool customer. Be a cool kid, and no one can accuse you of, you know, it's toxic behavior, Michael. It's not, oh, toxic masculinity. It's such a stupid, stupid phrase.
Well, you know, in years past, Amy, we would have called these as violent men or virulent men. And now it seems like almost anything that you would consider to be manly or even chivalrous for that matter, opening a door or pulling out a chair, whatever the case may be, is some kind of expression of toxic masculinity. Again, as you point out, whatever that might mean, I don't know what it is. But then again, I'm an older guy, and so I tend to err on the side of chivalry. I am a door opener. But, you know, the thing is, we didn't hear anything about this until we got into the hashtag movements, the Me Too movement. And I realized that we have an issue of assault in this country. We've seen it in Hollywood. We've seen it play out in politics as well. So, yeah, I think there's an issue that needs to be discussed there. But when you get into these real archetypical kind of responses where every single man that ever leered at a woman, let me tell you something. If men did not behave like men, we'd have fewer people. Matter of fact, we might run out of people, because at the end of the day, men pursue women. That's kind of our charge in life. And the simple fact of the matter is, you know, some of them are a little over aggressive for my taste. But at the end of the day, if we're not, you know, coming on, or, you know, back in the olden days, the word would have been seduce or whatever the case may be, then again, you're going to have a breakdown of the family, because there ain't going to be no kids left.
That's a whole other show, too, Michael. Maybe we'll do it someday on this show.
Maybe after midnight.
Talking to Michael Hart of the Heart of America show. Going to chat in a minute about a CNN analyst who attacked a man for his white privilege, not realizing the very man she was talking to was black, too. But want to ask you, got about a minute left for this segment. This article I sent you, the IRS is defending giving refunds to illegal immigrants. Refunds to illegal immigrants. Did you see this, Michael?
I did. And there's a lot to discuss about the refunds and illegal immigrants. And something that people might want to think about Googling is called an ITIN number. It's a replacement number for a Social Security number if you're in the country illegally. It allows illegal immigrants to also make deductions, child deductions, up to 10, 15 different kids that are undocumented with Social Security numbers as well. So there's a real push here in this country to allow these people as many rights as they possibly can. Kirsten Gillibrand came out a day or so ago. Now she wants to give driver's licenses to illegals in New York as well. So it's amazing how many illegal immigrants get more benefits than a lot of rank and file Americans.
Yeah, if you come here and you get a Social Security number, you can go back and apply for a refund through the Earned Income Tax Credit due to Barack Obama's executive order on illegal immigration. Look it up, share with your friends, check it out. Remember it as you write your check to the IRS this year. Back with Michael Hart here on America Trends after this.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get
Areva,
into.
I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I stand.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this. You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News, where I'm told apparently blacks aren't supposed to work, but yet you come with this assumption and you go to white privilege.
David,
that's actually insulting.
It is, and I apologize because my people gave me wrong information. They told me
the whole white privilege thing is insulting.
David, can I apologize and correct the record? I want to apologize. I was given wrong information about you, and I apologize.
But based on my color, you were going to something that I was part of, and just to add to it, my family background is white, black, Indian, Arawak, Irish, Scottish. I mean, it's so diverse. I'm like the UN when it comes to this. And this is part of the problem with driving a narrative around a construct like white privilege.
Hear, hear. CNN analyst Areva Martin on David Webb's radio show. And this sort of crystallizes why it's oh so wrong to qualify people by their skin color or anything else, really. We're rejoined by Michael Hart now. Michael, you probably heard this by now. She kept saying over and over again, I was given the wrong information. What do you do? Ask people, oh, who am I talking to? A white man, a black man, Hispanic? What is that about?
You know, Amy, it's mind-numbing. It's almost befuddling to me. And a lot of folks don't know that, you know, when you and I first got together, we first started doing some radio and TV together. Part of the reason that we did that was because of the book that you have been so gracious to allow me to come on the air and talk about, Unknown America.
I love this book. It's fun to read.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, what's funny to realize is that much of the stories in here, from Betsy Ross to Rosa Parks to Thanksgiving Tales to the Declaration of Independence, et cetera, those stories have taken on the tone that they had because the media didn't vet out the truth. And it's been a problem in this country for many, many, many years. And in the case of Webb, that's just one example. I mean, that's almost a promo. I might have to write him and ask him if I can steal it to use it to promote the book, because the whole thing is about all of the misconceptions in American history. You know, Betsy Ross didn't sew a first flag. It was because the media got a hold of the story because her grandson lied about it 100 years later so he could make a buck off of it. The point is this, is that almost everything we're told by a media that's incompetent. Everybody keeps talking about how complicit they are. They're after Donald Trump, and they're all in bed together, and they're all a bunch of leftists, and they're all going to try to bring down the truth. But the reality of it is, a lot of them are just fools. They don't know what they're talking about. How in the world? I did more research for the segment that I'm doing with you right now than she obviously did with a national program. How do you do that? It's pathetic, and it also underscores a narrative that's not true, and it's a narrative the Democrat Party and the left has no desire whatsoever to make certain that it stay in line and stay in tune. Otherwise, they lose arguments on immigration, on border security, on the shutdown, and everything else. It's a classic example of dumbing down America, which is why Alexandria Cortez thinks we can fly to the sun as long as we do it at night.
At night. And have a 70% tax rate. Woo! So Michael, you know, and that brings, you know what, it just, I've been around the media for 20 years, so I've got a lot of friends in the media on Twitter and Facebook, and people that you think, you know, all around the spectrum, media or not, you think that they've got, you know, some brains and some critical thinking skills, and then they share the strangest things where you're like, that's obviously not true. And it's so easy. If it's crazy enough where you're going to say, I have got to share this, people have to know about it, you might want to check its veracity before you share it, because you're just part of the problem. We are all broadcasters now, but especially people who do have the benefit of being on TV or radio, like Areva Martin. She apologized over and over again, but the fact of the matter is, the crux of this is trying to discredit someone based on their skin color. Is that not actually racist?
Oh, very much so. You know, there was a bulletin board, or a billboard rather, some years ago that said if you did not vote for Barack Obama because he's black, you're a racist. And then right under that it said, if you did vote for Barack Obama because he's black, you're a racist. You know, people can't pick and choose what is, you know, your version of right or wrong. And so, yes, it's absolutely positively racist for her to assume, by virtue of the way he speaks or carries himself or the words he writes, that he is going to be of a certain race. And it's absolutely ridiculous. But then again, it plays well with the great unwashed and people that are too uneducated. And I want to touch on something real quick, because I know we're getting tight on time. You made a comment about social media. Amy, a lot of people need to realize,
go ahead and make your point.
There are people on social media, on Facebook, that have 5,000 friends. There are talk radio stations and radio stations across this country that don't have 5,000 listeners. Everybody's in broadcasting now. I have a sister that's a double PhD that had a degree in psychology and psychiatry from Johns Hopkins University, tried to sell me the statistic that 70% of all men that carried firearms are 90% more likely to beat their wives by virtue of the fact that they own a weapon. When I asked her to justify that, I saw it on Facebook. And so that's the world we're living in today. So that doesn't surprise me that the CNN analyst came up with what she came up with.
I think in this age of where everyone, it's so volatile, people are just mad at each other. If you're for Trump, you know, the opposite sides are so mad at each other. It's not you think wrong, it's you are wrong and you are evil. And I think we have to remember, people are individuals. They're not members of a racial group or an economic group or anything else. And I know some people haven't lived as a certain color, and they don't know what it's like to come up with. There are certain shades of racism that people who aren't of a certain race will never know about. I suppose people can say that's true, but at some point we've got, any of us, we've all been through crazy things, and we've got to stop being victims all around, and we've got to stop tossing around the hate. I really think that she was, Areva Martin there, was saying, well, it's because you're, and he just, And people were feeling bad for her and feeling embarrassed for her. And, you know, people on the air, you can say things that just seem wrong. But I just feel like she was so trying to target him that I don't feel sorry for her. And I hope we all learn from that.
It was a hit piece gone awry. Bottom line. She thought she had him. She got caught off guard. She wants to apologize. He was having nothing to do with it. Kudos for him. Because until people start standing up to that kind of yellow journalism, which seems to be in, we're going to get more and more of it because, in fact, it sells.
And again, maybe she has gone through stuff that some other people can't imagine. But he said, look, I'm black, too, and I'm not going to define myself by the way you define me. So, all right, anyway, Michael, we've got another caravan heading our way. Here we go again, right? What are your listeners and viewers saying?
Well, pretty much everybody, because, you know, we're right here in Alabama, where we originate from, and a good portion of my listeners are from the Deep South because of the days I was on the terrestrial signal. Most people are very happy with what Donald Trump has done about the shutdown and the wall and his standing in defiance. You're probably aware that he informed the Speaker of the House today she would not be flying to Afghanistan because he was going to ground her plane because he was not going to spend the money during a government shutdown.
We should always be thinking this way, whether it's shutdown or not, right?
Well, there's good news. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez has offered to drive, so we're probably going to get Nancy there. But the fact of the matter is, you're tripping me up here. The fact of the matter is that most people, I think, are standing behind him because, you know, it's interesting. Even John Stossel came out and said,
You know what, Mike, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have a hard break. Want to promote your book in Heart of America. So sorry. We'll see you next time.
And now a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Welcome back to America Trends. I'm your host, Amy Fuller. We're on Biz Talk Radio and the YouTube America TV network. Thanks again to Michael Hart of the Heart of America show and his wonderful book, Unknown America. We had a hard break, so I had to cut him off a little bit, and I always apologize, but that's the way it works. You got to go to the break for these important messages right now. Unknown America, Myths and Little Known Oddities About the Greatest Nation on Earth by Michael Hart. Find it on Amazon, his website, and retailers everywhere. Well, how are you doing on your New Year's resolutions? Seriously, how are you doing? Statistics show that, you know, we've probably dropped off by now. We're all depressed by rain and the wintry weather and the bills that came in from our Christmas purchases. We're rejoined now by Dr. Michael Mantel, our friend of the show. He's the author of The Link is What You Think. And he, you know, before the holidays, he talked to us about, now here's how you want to do it. Here's how you want to do your resolutions or not do them. Right, Dr.
Right.
Mantel?
Right. How are you doing?
Welcome back. Good to see you.
So everyone heard how to do it. They've read 7,500 pieces of information on the internet. They've read books and blogs and how to do habits, and they're all gone by now. Oh, at least most of them. Here's a statistic that's shocking. Mid-February, only about 8% of habits and resolutions are going to be met with success. Only 8%. That's just, to me, I can't even imagine the heartbreak and the intention and the effort and all the things people did to get themselves set up crash by mid, and actually, but right now, probably close to 80% are gone.
80% are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So why do we never learn every year?
Well, here's the thing. I look at this 8% that's successful, and I say, what do they have that you don't have? Uh-huh. Nothing except one thing. You see, they made their resolutions, and you made their resolutions too. You didn't make your own. So if you want to set a habit, an intention to live healthier, to be fitter, to eat healthier, lose weight, read more, travel more, spend time with family, whatever it is, here's the thing. Is it yours? Is it really your own intention? Or are you doing it because they said I should?
So wait a minute, are you saying because every year people say, oh, I'm going to lose weight, so we say, oh, I should lose weight and try to start January 1st, rather than taking inventory of your own life and your own goals?
So, for example, I will tell a client, I just did, a week and a half ago, I told a client who gave up already, here's what I'd like you to try and do. I know this is going to be tough to swallow, but it beats swallowing everything you've been swallowing, so this will be easier. For 1 week, do nothing. Just live your life. Be who you are. A week later, she came back. She said, well, I didn't exercise once. I ate, you know, exactly what I wanted to. And I just, you know, enjoyed. Guess what? That's who you are. Where does this need to make an intention, a habit, come from? And she said, well, everyone's telling me, as long as that's your mentality, it'll never change. So once I pulled out of her own reasons for wanting to continue this in 2019 in a healthier way. And she had a reason the whole thing changed. Now it's been going along well.
So instead of saying, I'm going to lose weight because the TV commercials tell me to, or the news anchors say, hey, we're going to help you lose weight, that she evaluated her own health goals, and because of that, she made the change?
Exactly. They weren't someone else's telling her what she should do, what she ought to do. Hey, another great example. This is unbelievable. The other day, I was talking to another client, and she said, you know, I am having a fight with
Sounds
my...
Sounds like business is good, Doc.
Well, this time...
this time of year, right?
I much prefer to do this, to be honest with you. And people who know me know...
Because we want everyone healthy. And
But so this woman said, settle an argument with my sister. I believe the calendar, and I write everything down, and I journal everything, and my sister said that's the worst thing to do. But I think it's the best, which is right. No, I don't
it's
like
good for her.
I don't like to get into family arguments.
Come on, it's fun.
But I will settle it now because Marianne is a very big fan of yours in the show. Marianne, here's the thing. If it works for you, it's great. If it doesn't work for your sister, whose name I forget right now, it doesn't work. There is no diet, no tool, no trick, no tip that works for everybody. Give it up. Ask yourself what works for you. Everyone writes, blogs, journal. We have to journal and write every intentions down. You want to know something? I never journal. Never. I don't. It doesn't work.
I mean, it's fun to try these things out. Maybe you try out something new, like journaling, and you love it, and it changes your life. But if you're not feeling it, you don't have to keep it up.
Here's what changes your life. The way you think.
What, this right here?
Yes, that's what...
The link
that's
is what you think.
So,
the latest book by Dr. Mantel.
So in 1970, two researchers, James Prochaska and Carlo Di Clemente, very well-known people, they set out to figure out how to help people stop smoking. And they came up with an incredibly interesting model they call the stages of change. Let's look at this. The first stage is, don't bother me, I'm not interested in changing. Leave me alone. The second change is, maybe I need to. Maybe I'll think about it. 6 months from now, I'll get there.
I think about wanting to want to do it.
Right. The third stage is preparation. I'm starting to read about it, maybe check out some gyms,
I like that. I think the research part is important.
Yeah. That's the preparation
stage. People want to skip it and just go,
And then they get into the action stage where they're actually doing it, you know? And then they're in maintenance. They've been doing it for 6 months. And guess what the last stage is?
What?
Lapse. Relapse. They fall back.
Hmm.
And so that's where lots of people are today. So let me put that first slide up. And this is what doctors Prochaska and Di Clemente say you have to do. Number one, you have to identify the triggers that led to your lapse. In other words, what is it that triggered you off? Was it like, every time my friend invites me out for beer, I know I'm going to wind up having more pizza than I want to? Then you have to recognize your mental barriers to success and take steps to overcome those mental barriers. What might that be? Do you need to retool your toolkit? Do you need some friends? Do you need to set up a do this before I do that kind of a calendar? Do you have to be sure to set the bar low enough to succeed? There are lots of steps to take. Most of all, it's the mental barriers. What's the way you're thinking that's holding you back? And then last, we just mentioned this, reaffirm your why. What are the goals and your commitment to change? Ask yourself questions like, what's the advantage to me and my family if I lost weight? What would be different in my life if I reached my healthy living goals and so forth?
It's just stuff like this why when we saw you on Oprah and these other things, we said, gotta have Dr. Mantel on. We're going to hold you over and hear more about this,
sure.
Okay?
Yes.
And we're also going to talk a little bit about the victim mentality, if we can get to it.
You bet.
We were talking a little bit with Michael Hart. If we leave that behind, I think it empowers us. What do you think?
I believe, absolutely.
The link is what you think, everyone. We're back on America Trends after this.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Everyone, you're with America Trends. Are your limited beliefs holding you back? I'm your host, Amy Fuller, rejoined now by Dr. Michael Mantell. He's a transformational behavior and leadership coaching guy for personal well-being, optimal health, and professional empowerment. Got his PhD at the University of Pennsylvania after getting his MS degree in clinical psychology. And he wrote his thesis on the psychology of obesity. So limiting beliefs is probably a big part of everything that you've done, probably your daily work, right?
It is my daily work. We are victims, and you mentioned that we were going to talk about victimhood. Mm-hmm. What did you have in mind when you said that?
Well, I was, we were discussing people who say, well, if you were born into this certain socioeconomic or this race, then you're going to be a Republican or you're going to be a Democrat. We are individuals. We make up our own minds. The group thinks got to stop.
Exactly right. If I just said to someone who this person was very angry because someone cut him off. And he starts screaming at him, and he says, who do you think I am?
Taking it personally.
Right. How do you know this person who cut you off was even thinking about you?
He's not thinking about you. He was about himself.
He had to go to the bathroom, or he had to get to work, or whatever. He had to come to the show. Who knows what he had to do. So limiting beliefs are beliefs that hold us back. And not only do they hold us back, they derail our lives. We believe that there'll come a time when you're going to think everything is finished, it's over, I can't succeed. That's the beginning.
That's the beginning.
So I put together a list of what I think are some of the major limiting beliefs. Look at this. If the victims that we have, I'm too old, I'm not smart enough, I'm not educated enough, I'm afraid of trying and failing. Yeah, people will say, another one, a common one, having more is being more. That's not up there, but that's common.
Selfish of me to want more. I love that because I think sometimes as a woman with a household to take care of and a few jobs, you feel bad for even going out for a walk or a jog and taking time for that. You think I should be doing things, but you've got to take care of yourself.
Think about how that makes you a victim.
Yeah.
That thought, I shouldn't be doing this. It's not fair. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve this. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to even the issue we were talking about just a moment ago, moving forward on our health intentions and our health beliefs and our resolutions, we hold ourselves back. How do we do it? I call them DALPOs.
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 That's so good with these.
I love these acronyms. Let's put this next slide up, and I'll show you what DALPOs are.
DALPO.
There they are. Demands, awfulizing, low frustration tolerance, people rating, and overgeneralizing. Let's talk about these. The first is, I shouldn't be walking now. I shouldn't be taking time from the family. I shouldn't have to work so hard at this life that I live. And it's awful, terrible, horrible that I'm not successful. succeeding and reaching my fitness goals or my health goals. You know what? Maybe it's just bad. Maybe it's not awful. Low frustration tolerance. I can't tolerate this anymore. I can't bear it. And when you think that, you're going to give up. And then people rating. Oh, she's no good. I'm no good. My family is terrible for not allowing me to go for the walk. The doctor is no good because he keeps pressuring me to lose weight or whatever it might be.
Always the doctor's fault.
Always the doctor. And then the overgeneralizing is this idea that nothing is ever right. It never works out. So when we have a thought, when we recognize that we're not moving forward in life, what we have to do is we have to stop and recognize what's the limiting thought. What am I telling myself that's making me into a victim here? White privilege or this or whatever it might be?
If I'm not... I'm not even going to get into it, but it's almost like, well, you're that race, so you got that, but I'm this race and I didn't.
Think about how ridiculous that thought is.
And for some people, maybe they really feel it's true. And like I said, different races, we don't know what different races go through. You don't know what I've been through. I don't know what you've been through.
But we both know people of all races and all walks of life who have said, oh, no, this is the end.
And we've grown up. I'm not going to hold it against you.
And then they realize, wait, this is not the end. I don't care what color this is or what this looks like. I'm going forward. I'm going forward. And I think that that's the way people who are not victims think. They challenge. They say to themselves, is what I'm thinking true? Is it helpful? Am I inspiring myself? Is it necessary to think this way? Am I being kind to myself? I want your listeners who are watching right now to say to themselves, what thought do I have that's making me a victim? I'm going to tackle that thought, turn it on its end, the best diet is the elimination diet. Oh, you mean like stop eating? No. Eliminate these thoughts.
That one thing that you just said could make all the difference, because it could be just one limiting thought that's holding back a lot of things in your life.
I can't succeed. I always fail. A mother told me about a young boy, and the teacher gave him the report card, and the teacher said, he doesn't talk in class. So I called the kid into my office. I said, I bet I know the reason. I know what you're thinking when you're sitting there, because I was the same kid. And, he's 8 years old. What's that? He says, well, I said, because you think other kids are going to laugh at you if you say something silly? And he got tears in his eyes. And he said, yes. I said, so what? Let's just suppose they laugh. So what? Who cares? Well, he does, and he's got a lot to work on. But I just want one listener, one person in the audience to write back and say, I did it. And I changed everything. I eliminated that thought. And I'm free.
Because that's why you live. You live to help people. Oh, look at that guy. He's going to cut
there
off. The graphic on the screen is someone with a little note that says, I can't do it, but he's cutting off the T to I can do it. Can we put up, did you get through all your stills? Can we put up the DALPO one again? Got about a minute. And there's one, low frustration tolerance.
LFT.
A low level of being able to handle things. It reminds me, there's a day in January. It's always the third Monday of January, and they say it's the saddest day of the year.
Yes.
People are, the bills are coming in, low vitamin D, and they sort of have to rate it because they have to do things like this. We've got to talk ourselves through it. Make sure your frustration level, it's going to be like this. It's going to be different tomorrow. Come on, Amy, you can do it. That sort of thing. Does that work?
It does work. The only thing that works is talking to yourself in a healthier way. Not positive thinking. I'm talking about realistic thinking. It's hard. It is difficult.
But you can do it.
Rejection isn't deadly. It's just difficult. It's hard. It's not too hard. We can talk ourselves in rational ways into succeeding in life, whether it's health, fitness goals, or career. People talk themselves out of relationships. No one's ever going to want to go out with me. And guess what? You find evidence for that. So again, if just one person says, wow, I'm tackling that belief, then this is all worth it.
Dr. Michael Mantel, the link is What You Think is the book. One of a few good ones. Look him up on Amazon and his website. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thank you always.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now.
800-932-1789.
Problem that's been around since the beginning of time. The way to get the ketchup on the fries when you've got the little carton, and our TV viewers just saw a little expose of how to fold the flaps down on the McDonald's carton and put the ketchup on. So look that up if you're listening on radio. And we're today years old, as the graphic said, when we learned that. Hey, I want to thank you for being here tonight, and also our guest, Dr. Michael Mantel, author of The Link Is What You Think, cognitive behavioral transformation coach, and Michael Hart of the Heart of America show, talking about a lot of the fun political headlines. And he's also the author of the book Unknown America, a great book you should pick up, along with The Link Is What You Think by Dr. Mantel. You can find us on YouToAmerica.com, by the way. Find out more about America Trends and on our BizTalk radio website. And we'll see you all there. If you click through and find us on social media, we can all be friends. Also tonight, finally, once again, Betty White turning 97 years young, if you're talking about Betty White, right? So much work and so many contributions to amazing shows. Password, Mary Tyler Moore Show, she used to do the parades, the Christmas parade, Macy's Thanksgiving parade, with Lauren Green, I think, and the Golden Girls. As we say goodbye for now, we give you some of the best of Rose Nylund, her character from the hit comedy that ran from 85 to 92, the Golden Girls.
I was just having a conversation with two people over there, speculating on if you could have any two people in the world, living or dead, to your house for dinner, what would you eat? You don't realize how much you care for a man until you see him streaking toward the earth trying to grab a bird. I'd have gotten your rose, too, if my mother had named me Violet.
Tonight, we were the king and queen of the rumba.
Olé. And Agnes said you were a lot of hot air, and you said she was just jealous because she wasn't getting any. And I said, getting any what? And you said, rice pudding, Rose?
Rose, it's not that funny.
I know. I think I better keep the lid on this paint thinner.
Hold, Omar.
It's called Gnurkenflirten cake. Oh, Flugernacken.
What?
It's called Flugernacken. It's Scandinavian for someone who docks his boat in a handicapped slip. Let me be your Wiedenflugen.
Oh, I'm obliged. You can be my Wiedenflugen.
Flugen. Yes, but I'm not one to blow my own Vertuvenflugen. I think she's a Gurkhanenacken.
What exactly does that mean?
Literally, it's the precise moment when Dog Dude turns white. But in general, it refers to the kind of person you don't want to share your hoogencoggles with.
Rose, if you say one more of those stupid words,
your tube and burbles! Sure, I didn't flop around on the floor with my eyes bulging out, gasping for air. I haven't done that at a party in years. Please forgive me. It wasn't my fault. My cousins have been marrying each other for generations. Get out of here! He had a theory. Even a trip to the bank can be exciting if you wear a ski mask.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.